crucial reports on USDA research into things including climate change, farm economy, and nutrition are being held up.
That's due in large part to the forced relocation of the USDA's Economic Research Service.
Politico obtained a copy of an internal document linking the expected report delays to this transition.
Food and agriculture reporter Liz Crampton has been covering this story for Politico. Liz, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with the Economic Research Service of the USDA. What's important about this group? What do we need to know?
Well, the Economic Research Service, or known as ERS as shorthand, is one of USDA's core research agencies, and they do tons of different types of research in all parts of the food and agriculture industry.
And what kind of reports? Can you give us some examples?
Its researchers study everything from climate change to consolidation in the dairy industry to food nutrition programs and how their challenges that those face and how they could be improved.
So it's wide ranging. It starts with agriculture, but it really, moves into different industries.
Exactly. Their work really touches all parts of the food supply.
So what's happening that's delaying the reports that people rely on?
Last year, Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, in a surprise announcement, revealed that the department was going to relocate ERS along with another research agency, the National Institute of Food and Agriculture, which funnels grants to land-grant universities. We're going to be relocated outside of D.C. to be closer to farming communities. That was the goal. That news caught the agencies by surprise. And less than a year later, the department said that they were going to move them to Kansas City. But many of the researchers didn't want to move. They didn't feel like it was necessary, and they didn't want to uproot their lives. So as a result, we've seen mass attrition from both agencies.
Is there some merit, though, to the idea that if we are researching agriculture, then we should have the people doing the research closer to the operations and not in our nation's capital?
Well, it makes more sense for the work to be done in D.C. because so much of research is done in collaboration with other D.C. agencies. And it's a myth that the researchers are in this D.C. bubble. They do a lot of field work. They get out and travel a lot. They meet with stakeholders. And of course, their communities are not that they serve are not just farmers. You know, it's consumers. It's members of Congress. That they present their findings to. So it's sort of a simplified definition of what the agency's work actually does.
I'm really struck by the word that you used when writing about this. You said that the agency's work will be paralyzed because of the relocation. What's happening there? Why can you use that language?
So in the last year or so, ever since Perdue announced the relocation, two-thirds of staff ERS have left the agency. And USDA itself admitted in an internal memo that we obtained that attrition is going to paralyze much of the work, you know, from the research that's being done to the IT staff required to publish reports online. The bodies are just not there to do the work now.
And so even if you're able to rehire at the same rate, there's still training, there's still a depth of knowledge that is lacking there?
Exactly.
What about USDA identifying these 38 specific reports? How broad sweeping are these? Are they all in one sector or do they run across the board?
It's truly across the board. You know, some of the reports are studying the most pressing issues in agriculture today, such as consolidation in the dairy industry and climate change. Of course, the USDA said that its commodity outlook reports will still be published on time, you know, such as WASDA, but those reports are going to be shorter and not as detailed as they were before. But, you know, some of the monthly commodity pricing reports that farmers rely on to make planting decisions are going to be delayed.
Yeah. Tell me more about the importance of those reports and what people use those to do.
Research in ag is so important to farmers, just in determining what they're going to grow next season, but also so that they can better understand some of the biggest challenges facing this dynamic industry. And if the people aren't there to do the research and study those things, ag is ill-equipped for the future.
We're talking with Liz Crampton, who covers food and agriculture for Politico, and we're discussing some delays in reports from the USDA that people across the sectors related to agriculture rely on. Liz, have you seen any negative impacts of these reports being delayed yet, or is it too soon to tell?
It's a little early to say, but some of the reports that were in the pipeline to be scheduled have been delayed. And it's an open question about whether they're even going to be published, whether the people that were working on those specific projects will be replaced by others who share the same interests. So the future of ERS and, you know, USDA research is really up in the air.
You mentioned that farmers can use some of this information to better understand when to plant or what to plant. How does the instability in agriculture because of these reports affect people who aren't farmers, who are outside of, you know, actually putting seed in the ground?
Look, we all depend on a stable food supply. And if farmers' work is disrupted, it's going to trickle down to when customers buy those products at grocery stores or in farmers' markets. And ERS does not just study farming issues. They also study all types of food consumption and nutrition, such as looking at challenges facing SNAP and WIC, you know, nutrition support programs that are an important part of our government support.
What do you think, when we are considering how long some of these reports might be delayed, what do you think could happen if they don't show up or they show up way too late for farmers? What happens then?
We have a huge missing hole in the information that farmers need. And without that information, the agriculture system could be compromised broadly.
And what about the staff? You said two-thirds have left. They're not relocating. They're not moving to places like Kansas City. Where do you see that going? Is USDA, you know, doing a hiring push or trying to figure out how to solve this problem?
USDA has said that they're aggressively hiring, that they're interviewing more than 100 people to replace those lost jobs. But, you know, every day that goes by without fully staffed agencies, that's more and more work that's being lost. Even if, you know, it gets up to full capacity, you know, in a couple months or a few years, we're still going to have this big black hole of research that wasn't carried out.
And that's research that applies to farmers and other groups like that. But what about the market aspect of this? How crucial are these reports that are not out right now to our commodity prices and other kinds of agriculture-related markets?
This research really is the backbone for commodity trading, and it's information that is used to inform trades that are being made. So without that information, it's a more uncertain marketplace.
Liz, what happens next? Where is your eye when covering this story?
So we learned this week that USDA's internal watchdog, the Inspector General, is investigating treatment of climate change research at USDA. And that probe includes the relocation of these two research agencies. And the Inspector General said in a letter to a member of Congress announcing that the investigation was taking place that the relocation of the agencies was in part of the investigation, in part because they wanted to find out if suppression of research was one of the reasons for the move taking place.
So
we're going to be watching for that investigation to play out, and when it concludes, what the watchdog finds out about the real motivations behind this move.
Gotcha. So it's this piece and then trying to understand the context around it.
Exactly.
Liz, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Liz Crampton is a reporter covering food and agriculture for Politico. We talked to her today about the impact that delayed USDA reports could have on farmers and on crop markets.